Good morning, Mustangs. This is Mrs. Knoll coming to you live for our second Knoll Tech Class podcast. We're learning... After reading Homer Machine, the class unanimously voted to read the sequel, The Return of the Homework Machine. And let me tell you, it did not disappoint. Let's head over to the class for all the tea on this incredible book.
Welcome to Chapter 1. We are here with Salad,
Bella,
and Onion. In this chapter, there was a lot of foreshadowing about what happens in this book.
They also talked about their relationships in the summer.
Yeah, they decided they are too immature for relationships.
The D-Squad was also talking about how much they missed the homework machine.
Also how easy it was to use.
When they cleaned up all the pieces, all the homework machine, Brenton was worried about the red light.
Then all the others started getting worried about it.
This chapter was super juicy.
That's all about chapter one on to chapter two.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is chapter two of Homework Machine. I'm Alex.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Preston.
In chapter two, Brenton calls a meeting to talk about the little red light.
The others didn't really care about it, though.
I knew it was serious. Anyway, Brenton was worried about the light because it wasn't in the parts of the homework machine.
They played ping pong after the meeting.
Brenton also said, did you find the chip messages? But he just ignored them.
That's when the next day after school, Judy found the Phoenix Gazette talking about some treasure in the Grand Canyon and showed Mr. Murphy. He took it for later.
Sam stopped playing chess, then Brenton got him a rocket for his birthday.
They set up the rocket and counted down, but then when they pressed the button, it just exploded.
Brenton and Sam were laughing their heads off while the girls freaked.
Judy made an essay. It was called, What If Women Ran the World? Then Sam made a copy saying how bad it would be.
Then they had to dress up as something space-related for Halloween. Brenton and Judy actually did the assignment. Cassie and Sam just like monkeys and witches.
On to chapter three.
Thanks, chapter two. This is chapter three with Joe,
Malia,
and Trinity.
Brenton couldn't stop thinking about the little red blinking light, and Milner was still bothering him about it.
Brenton and Snick were building rockets, and Mr. Murphy used it as a teachable moment.
Kelsey was busy going on a rant about global warming.
Snick and Brenton made a website about a fake event where the canyon divides the world on Mother's Day, and had a backpack filled with Twinkies. The police thought they were up to something.
Brenton also admitted that the person that had sold him the chip with the little red blinking light was Milner.
That's all for Chapter 3. Let's see what Chapter 4 has to say.
Hello, I'm Aiden, and I'm here with Tyson and Julian, and this is the Return of Homework Machine Chapter 4.
At the beginning of Chapter 4, Ronnie claimed that he found the chip.
After the tattoo, Ronnie proceeded to enter the chip into his computer.
After Ronnie had the chip in his computer, he saw how fast it was. Shortly after that, he quickly started to build his own homework machine like how the D-Squad did.
I was surprised when Ronnie told us he knew how to code. I always thought he was just a TV and games kid.
Brenton said Milner email was getting weirder and weirder. Like, have you found the chip yet? And Milner ranting about how technology can be used for good and bad.
I agree with Julian about the technology thing Milner had going on. Brenton was being paranoid about the light, so Snick decided to get a rocket. I've always wanted to shoot a model rocket, but I never have.
Although I don't really like rockets, I do think there will be something important about the technology Aunt Milner was doing.
Murphy was very impressed about the boy rocket. He said the rocket was like, but you keep getting a new one because you think it's smaller and smaller until you get a full one, yeah.
One day, Ronnie came to school and got a 100% on his homework, which caused the D-Squad suspicious.
At the end of the chapter, the class had a little Christmas party. Mr. Murphy was telling stories to the class about when he was in the space program. And at some point, while Mr. Murphy was talking, Snick and Brenton went to the corner and Kelsey and Judy joined them. And the last thing Brenton said before the chapter ends, Ronnie has the chip, we've got to get it back.
That's all for chapter four. Signing off to chapter five.
This is chapter five with Amaya, and the fifth chapter in the Return of Homework Machine was very interesting.
Yeah, and I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Jayla.
Now we talk about chapter five.
Over the holidays, Brenton stopped checking his email because he didn't want to see anything from Milner.
When everyone got back to school after vacation, Mr. Murphy asked the kids to write about their favorite gift they got.
Sam got a rocket, Judy got a piano, Kelsey got a warm composing bin, but Brenton doesn't exchange gifts in his family.
Over the holidays, Mr. Murphy read an article called the Phoenix Gazette.
The article said that someone named Kincaid discovered treasure in the Grand Canyon.
That's so awesome.
Sam and Brenton started planning how they would get the chip back from Ronnie.
They thought maybe they could break into his house and get the chip back.
But Sam went through a window that was open, and it turned out to have an alarm and a dog waiting for him inside.
So they all rode away on their bikes, trying to avoid getting caught.
Milner starts emailing Ronnie to see if he can get the chip back from him.
Thanks for listening. Now on to chapter 6.
Hi, this is Jamal.
Hi, this is Adrian.
Hi, this is Brian. Once Mr. Murphy told the class about the article, Ronnie went straight to the library to check it out for himself.
The four of them walked into the library and they saw Ronnie and he was all like, "What are you doing here?" But after he just left.
Once he left the library, they saw his name on the sheet of paper you had to sign if you wanted to look at old newspapers on microfilm. They knew what he was after. He wanted to know the area of the treasure was, just like them.
They copied some maps and asked the librarian if they can look at some maps of the Grand Canyon, and she had a whole bunch of them.
Some of them even date back to the 1920s when they were still exploring it. But Mr. Murphy wasn't very specific about where the treasure was. Brenton wondered if there were a square inch that has never been stepped foot on, and if such a place exists, it would be in the Grand Canyon.
Brenton has done some hiking in the Grand Canyon, and it's just so vast that it would be hard to imagine all of it has been explored.
Brenton unrolled this old map, and they were all looking over it. And Judy was looking at the map with a magnifying glass so they could read it, that is when they noticed something. It was on the north side of the canyon, in the area of 94 Mile Creek and Trinity Creek. There were a bunch of rock formations with names that sound Egyptian, or Hidden Tower of Ra, Horus Temple, Isis Temple, Cheops Pyramid, and so forth.
Take it away, chapter 7.
Hello everyone, I'm Vanessa.
And I'm Farhan.
And this is chapter 7 of the Homework Machine.
In Chapter 7, the D-Squad is learning a lot about Egypt, and Brenton is very interested on the pyramids. He also believes that aliens built the pyramids, and Snake, well, he likes how the Egyptians pulled out the organs, and they made them into mummies, which I think is interesting and kind of gross.
Judy said that Mr. Murphy was telling them about this British astrologist named Howard was searching for the tomb of King Tut for 15 years. And, of course, he found it after all of that.
Kelsey talked about the gods like Ra, the sun god, Horus, the sky god, and Orus and Osiris, the god of the dead. Judy liked how the Egyptians were peaceful people. Kelsey also says that they cursed the mummies, and, of course, none of the D-Squad believed that.
On to Chapter 8.
Hello, this is Chapter 8, and I'm Matt,
Tyler,
Ryder,
Jack.
At the start of the chapter, Mr. Murphy says we need to wake up early because it's not good to hike in the day.
Kelsey says that she has never been hiking at the beginning.
At one point, Kelsey says that people have mules to carry them in her luggage.
700 people died in the canyon.
Brenton does find a carving in the wall as they are walking down the canyon trail.
Judy said that Mr. Murphy told him that a lot of people died trying to take pictures. That's just crazy.
Sam saw a nice walking stick. He also wanted to kill a snake with the walking stick.
Mr. Murphy says that people die by accidental pushes, or it isn't an accident.
Sam sees that there's another raft that says property of Richard Milner.
But then you don't want to install the super chip into his GPS to track the treasure.
Mr. Murphy said that most folks start rafting at Lee's Ferry.
Milner and Ronnie find the treasure, and Milner celebrates by drinking whiskey. But then Milner got drunk and fought over the treasure of Mr. Murphy. Mr. Murphy ended up winning, and Milner fell off the edge and ended up with a permanent night-night.
Let's see what Chapter 9 is up to.
Chapter 9 and 10 was very interesting.
Mr. Murphy killed Milner. He felt like he failed. He was taking care of four kids at the end. Ronnie started to team up with Brenton and the others.
Brenton thought it was his fault, too. He said if he went between the two, nothing would have happened. Ronnie even felt bad because the others were part of a group and he was not. He said Milner was probably dead, but he also said it was his fault for Milner's death.
Then everyone was thinking of a plan to destroy the chip. Then Brenton and Snick had a better idea. It was to make a rocket ship and blast it into space.
So everyone agreed. They started to build a rocket ship. Mr. Murphy started getting calls by the police, but he didn't answer any of the calls.
The kids had noticed that Mr. Murphy had been ignoring the calls from the police. They were finally done with the rocket ship. They were ready, but one of the Kenyanists asked if Brenton was there. The Kenyanists were worshiping Brenton like he was a god.
Then the cop came. They were after for Mr. Murphy and blasted it now. So Brenton said back away from all of the Kenyanists and then blasted it off to space. We all love Chapter 9 and 10.
That's it for this podcast, and we look forward to another one in the next coming weeks. Until then, this is Knoll Tech Podcast signing off.